What is your God's name? Part 72. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe my book, What is Your God's Name, as the study. If you have the book, you have the whole handbook, and you can use it over and over again. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international number for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies we're busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends, families, and those that's dear to you. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, dogma, teachings in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group. Trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yehoshua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off last week. We are still busy with the name. I'm going to read 1 John 4 verse 12. 1 John 4 verse 12. It says that no man, now you must listen to this, no man has, and I put in brackets, ever seen Yahweh Almighty at any time. What does it say? No man has ever seen Yahweh Almighty at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh Almighty dwelleth within us, and His love is perfected in us. Now that love is the agape love, the supernatural love. It's not a philei love. You remember that when we started the study about the Godhead of Yehoshua, I said that no living man or person would ever have faced Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and still be alive. The above scripture has just confirmed the fact again. No man has seen Yahweh Almighty at any time. Hallelujah. In order to understand the Godhead of Yehoshua, it's very important to know this fact. That is why Yahweh our Elohim had to create Himself a human body. Yehoshua, who would be the right hand or right arm to dwell in on earth. In Him, who is Yehoshua, only the right arm of Yahweh Almighty was revealed. He has not received the fullness of the Godhead. Remember the two glasses? Yehoshua, the empty one, came to earth, and then Father Yahweh poured out the right hand when the Ruach came on Him. The water, and the voice said, "Our heaven, this is my beloved son, and more well pleased." He became the right hand. He was not the right hand. He became the right hand. Hallelujah. Or the right arm. Isaiah 53. So the arm is enough to do all the miracles and wonders which He had performed. Because nobody would have lived if He had poured out all the power that was in, or which is in Yahweh Almighty. If he poured that into Yehoshua, His little body would just explode. Alright, so it's very easy to understand. So the right hand is revealed in Yehoshua. That's why when Moses asked Yahweh, he said, "Show me your face." He says, "No man can see my face and live." And now again, here we have 1 John 4 verse 12, it says, "No living person can see me and still live." Hallelujah. When reading the next scripture, I humanly urge you to carefully listen to the conversation between the Father and the Son. You must listen to it. For ages, when the scripture was read, the church world made us understand that it was only the Father speaking to Himself. This is alive. In these scriptures, we notice the Father and the Son. This is, as we continue now, we will remember how we were taught it was the Father speaking to Himself. The other fact is found in the Old Testament scriptures and not in the New Testament scriptures only, meaning that the Father already knew the Son in the Old Testament. Of course He did. So it's very important to fully understand the statement concerning the Godhead of Yahushua. When reading the following scriptures, which I will keep exalting the way they are written, well, what I say here, when reading the following scriptures, I will keep exactly the way they are written in the 1611 King James Version. So that they say, so that their input may help us fully understand Yahweh our Father and Yahushua the Son is one, and they have the very same names. Very understandable. Let us read Isaiah 44 verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 44 verse 6 to 8. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer. What I'm going to do, let me read it in the 1611 King James, so you can have the impact of what the 1611 King James say, and then when he says Lord, I will say Yahweh with brackets, alright? We're going to read the scriptures in the 1611. Thus said the Lord, Lord O-R-D, which is capital letters in the 16 letter, Yahweh, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer. Who's the Redeemer? The Lord of Hosts and His Redeemer. It doesn't mean that the Father needs a Redeemer, the Redeemer which He created. Thus saith the Lord, Yahweh, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, Yahushua, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no other God or Elohim. After reading the first sentence of this scripture, the question to ask ourselves is now, who is speaking here? Yes, Yahweh, our Father. Why is Yahweh our Father referring in this next line, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts? Yes, of course, Yahushua. You must agree, according to the second line, that Yahweh is not referring to Himself, because Yahweh hasn't become the Redeemer, the Father. He created a body in Yahushua, who became the Redeemer. But he is referring to the Son of Man, who after he was immersed by John the Immerser, became the Son of God, or Yahweh Almighty. I'm using the 1611 names here just for your convenience. In the third line of this verse, Yahweh our Elohim declares who He is. I am the first, I'm the last, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the eternal one, I'm the omnipresent one, and I am who I am. I am everything in everyone. He's everything in everyone. How did He become that? Through the Son, Yahushua, who expressed the Father. The Bible says, no one has seen the Father except the Son. He says, beside me, your Elohim, there is no other Elohim, which is God. This is what Yahweh Elohim say, He is. Then I need not to believe anything else. I believe He is who He say He is. Hallelujah. With this in mind, it will be easy to understand the following two scriptures. Verse 7. And who, as I, Yahweh our Elohim, shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I, Yahweh, our Elohim, appointed the ancient people, that's Israel, and the things that are coming and shall come, let him show unto them. Verse 8. Fear ye also the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century and beyond, not neither be afraid. Have not I, Yahweh your Elohim, told thee, from that time I have declared it. You are even my witness. Is there an Elohim or a God beside me? Yea, there is no Elohim or God. I, Yahweh your Elohim, know not any. So what happens? He's talking about himself, the creator of heaven and earth. Before he created the Son, Yahushua, exalting an angel who became the Son. Go look at the study. The book Hebrews. Start at part 1. The book Hebrews. We are currently busy with it in our breakfast sessions every morning. The secret of these scriptures is that the Roman Catholic Church and most Protestant churches who believed in the Trinity would like to tear these pages out of the Bible. What about you? Would you like to do the same thing as well? No, never. Millions of people in the Dark Ages who believed that Yahweh is, was, and will always be one have paid the price with their own blood. Our history books is written in blood and with blood, which is human blood. The following scripture that I'm about to mention below are carefully selected to prove the Godhead of Yahushua. So there are the these are the scriptures. Isaiah 45 verse 5. I am Yahweh your Elohim, and there is no one or none else. I am Yahweh your Elohim, and there is none else. There is no God or Elohim beside me. I, Yahweh your Elohim, grip thee, that's Israel, though thou hast not known me. Look at the affirmation. There is no God beside me, no Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim. There is no God or Elohim beside me. Yahweh your Elohim. Hallelujah. Isaiah 44 verse 7 and 8. Isaiah 44 verse 7 and 8. And who as I, Yahweh your Elohim, shall call, and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I, Yahweh your Elohim, appointed the ancient people, which is Israel, and the things that are coming and shall come, let him shew unto them. He knows everything. He says, before him there was no God, and after him there will be no God. Meaning, a creator of heaven and earth. Because when he exalted Yahushua, it says to him in Hebrews 1 verse 6 or 7, he says, O God, thou God, has anointed thee. So he calls Yahushua a God, which is Elohim. And Elohim is an object of worship. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Fear ye even the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century and beyond. Not, neither be afraid. Have not I, Yahweh your Elohim, told thee from that time, and have declared it, you are my witness. You what? We as bride, we are the witness. Is there a God or an Elohim beside me? He's asking the question. Yea. There is no God or Elohim. I, Yahweh, your Elohim, know not any. So where does the Trinity come in? Even in this century, we are witnesses of the above scripture. If Yahushua, our Elohim, says he knows no other God or Elohim, then we as part of the bride of Yahushua also do not need to know any other gods. Your following scripture, Yahushua in the New Testament confirms what the Father in the Old Testament has already proclaimed. Ephesians 4 verse 4 to 6. Wonderful when what is said in the Old Testament can be reassured or back up in the New Testament. The Bible says on the testimony or witness of two or three, so shall it be. Especially when you go to the court and you have more than one witness, it makes your case strong. And this is what he does. The Old Testament were proclaiming prophetically certain things, and the New Testament comes and it confirms it. Ephesians 4 verse 4. There is only one body. Listen to this. There is only one body and one spirit. Even as ye are called, you or ye is the bride of Yahushua, are called into one hope of your calling. We are called in the hope of our calling, which is the redemption blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Now, let me just read it continually. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Yahweh, your Elohim. He says, one Lord. One faith, one baptism. Now, the word Lord in the 611 is written with a capital L, small letters, L-O-R-D. Verse 6. So, what does it do in verse 5? It's referring to Yahushua as Lord, one capital, O-R-D, small letters. If it was referring to Yahweh the Father, it was his Lord, all capital letters. I'm going to read verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5. One Yahweh, your Elohim, which is Lord. One faith, one baptism. Verse 6. One Yahweh, your Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Now, in the Old Testament, it was God, I'm using God or Yahweh Almighty, over the nation of Israel through the 613 laws of Moses. In the New Testament, it was God or Yahweh our Elohim through the redemption blood of his son Yahushua with the people 2,000 years ago. Today it's God, Yahweh our Elohim, in us in 2026 through the working of the Ruach HaKodesh. It doesn't make him three different gods. It makes him the same Elohim in three different time periods. Hallelujah. Verse 4 states, there is one body. Who was this body? If the Bible describes that no person or man can see Yahweh our Elohim and still be alive, we need to ask, who is this body? Well, actually, Yahushua declares it. He says, I'm the head of the body. He's talking to the bride and he says, you are the body of the Father, or of Yahushua. Who is this body? It can be no one else except Yahushua, his right hand, the authority of his power. The scriptures continues by stating, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, the scripture confirms that there is only one body, Yahushua, and one Ruach HaKodesh. This is surely not the Trinity. Now take note of what is said in the next verse. Let us study verse 5. One God, Yahweh El Elohim. One faith, one baptism or immersion. Let me read again. Verse 5. One God, Elohim. One faith, one baptism. This does not mean any form of a Trinity. Instead, it confirmed that through faith we believe in Yahweh our Elohim and partake in one baptism meaning to be immersed in water in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of our sins, according to Acts 2 verse 36 to 41. Hallelujah. That's how we become part of the bride, according to Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29. That's where we put on the wedding garment. While staying verse 6, we need to observe how the verse was fulfilled in different dispensations, as it states, one Father or one Yahweh Elohim of all, not three gods. This is what it says. One God, one Yahweh, our Father of all. It does not say three gods. The rest of the scripture is revealed as A. Who is above all? In the Old Testament, through the law of Moses, it was Yahweh the Elohim who was above all. Among all, when Yahushua walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago, he was with the apostles among all. See easily what I just said a couple of minutes ago. And in all, today through the Ruach HaKodesh is Yahweh our Elohim in all of us. See how this scripture confirms the thing so easy. You know what happened in most churches? The theology is being made so difficult to try and understand. Why? It's so simple. The Bible says you must accept it as a child. But today, especially through the internet, all the dogma and theology is just added and added and added. And that confused people. This does not make it a Trinity Godhead, but this specified scripture confirms that it was and is Yahweh our Elohim in three different dispensations or time periods. And this does not make him three different gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That theology was created by the Roman Catholic Church, 34 AY, when it came into existence. You won't get a Hebrew man or an Orthodox Jew who believes in a Trinity God. They all believe, here Israel, Yahweh your Elohim, is one. They all believe it. When studying the next scripture, you shall find your Yahweh your Elohim refers to himself as the Savior. The Savior. The question is, who was the Savior of Israel and the world? Was it Yahweh our Elohim or Yahushua his son? Yes, it was the son Yahushua. But according to this following scripture, when reading it, it looks like the Father. How easy that is become when you really thought the word of Yahweh Elohim of right. That is the Son, that the Son and the Father in the Old Testament were in fact one. The Son and the Father in the Old Testament, because Yahushua wasn't revealed yet, functioned as one. In the New Testament, it was necessary to create a body, Yahushua, who became the Father revealed in the flesh. Isaiah 53. Let's read Isaiah 45 verse 21. Isaiah 45 21. Tell ye, that's the New Age world, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Come on, get them together. Let them have a big meeting. Let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient times? We are told it from the time. Have not I Yahweh or Elohim, it says the Lord, and there is no Elohim or God else beside me? A just Elohim and Savior. Now listen to this. A just Elohim, that's a God, and Savior, there is none beside me. But when was the Father the Savior? We were taught that the Father sat in heaven while the Son became the Savior. The people did not understand the revelation of the Godhead. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Yahweh revealed himself, the Father revealed himself in the Son when the Ruach came down on him. And his Father said, now this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I'm going to read the scripture in verse 21 again. Tell ye the new age world today, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. They can sit and have meetings upon meetings. Who had declared this from ancient times? Who had told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh your Elohim, said, and there is no Elohim else beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior? There is none beside me. Hallelujah. Now we understand the scripture. When looking at the last sentence, and just Elohim and Savior, who is our Savior? Is it the Father or the Son? It's the Son. But this scripture says the Father was the Savior. But this scripture states that it was Yahweh our Elohim, the Father. As I've stated, the more we study the scripture, the more visible the Godhead of Yahushua becomes. We're again going to read verse 20, Isaiah 45:21. Tell ye and bring them near, ye, let them take counsel together, who had declared it from ancient times in the Old Testament, who had told it from that time, the New Testament. Have I, Yahweh Elohim, and there is no Elohim else beside me, a just Elohim and Savior, there is none beside me. Hallelujah. The Father was revealed in the Son. What was the purpose of the Son? It is to bring the Father into existence on the earth. But why hasn't he done it for 30 years of his life before he was immersed by John the Immerser? Because he was only an ordinary man. Although he was generated by the Ruach HaKodesh, not by the flesh or the will of Moses, of Joseph and Miriam. But it had to take the path. It had to live the life for 30 years. In the 613 laws of Moses, the Bible says he did not sin at all. He became sin, dying on the Roman cross. Have you noticed that this scripture confirms exactly what the previous scripture told us? It is this a coincidence? Or is Yahweh Elohim through his word, the Bible? Was he confirming the scriptures of one after the other? Isaiah 51 verse 15. Hallelujah. It's so nice to do Bible study. Isaiah 51 15. But I, Yahweh your Elohim, says in brackets in the 16:13, the Lord thy God, the Lord, capital L, thy God, that divide the sea, whose waves roar, Yahweh your Elohim, is his name. Now I issue the word Lord, I'm going to read the 11:16 King James Bible, and listen to this. Then you must ask yourself, is that Lord? Is that Lord? Is that his name? Is his name Lord or God? No. In the time of Isaiah, those names never even exist. Those are both Greek words. Lord comes from Kyrios, Theos. The word Lord only came into existence in the 13th century. He never exists. But I am, let's read Isaiah 51:15, but I am Yahweh your Elohim. Now it reads in the 16:11, but I am the Lord thy God. Did Lord exist? No. Did God exist? No. That divide the sea, whose waves roar, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts. The Lord never exists. Yahweh of hosts is his name. His name is not Lord. His name is not God. His name is Yahweh of hosts is his name. You can call me Mr. You can call me Professor. But it is, you can call me Father. I am a father. But that's not my name. They're titles. And Lord and God became titles. which the Catholic Church made to believe is the name of Yaffa, Yahshua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. They were the original names, not God and Lord and Jesus, Christ and Yahweh and Jehovah. Those were the names. Have you paid attention to the word Lord, thy God, in the scripture? As you know, this was the way that the name of Yaffa El Elohim was changed by the Roman Catholic scribes through corrupt texts and manuscripts, and many, many corrupted Bible translations, to the extent that it is now in 2026. It became the norm. In the last 600 years, more than 600 years, it became the norm. That's why I couldn't accept when Thais talked to me about Yaffa, Yahshua, Ruach HaKodesh. I thought he was crazy, because I wasn't crazy. Till the Ruach, Father through the Ruach, revealed his word unto me. It's the norm. We grew up in the churches. We don't know nothing where the names came from. It became the norm. Most of the time when I could address an audience about the original ancient Hebrew sacred names, people would look at me, shake their heads and say, "Are you out of your mind?" This is because they have no idea of the level of spiritual corruption. Hallelujah. They do not have any idea of the level of spiritual corruption that occurred in the last 600 years. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop just right here, and then we're going to continue next week if His Father's will. Do your own study. Take these scriptures, study them. Ask Yaffa to reveal Himself through His word in your life. Let us be the best Yaffist we can be. Till next time. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.